Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. I am so glad that you are waking up, starting your day in a positive way. I hope that's like the way you do it every day and not just when you're listening to our show. I do want to remind you that you can download our podcast, and that is on all the platforms, The Kim Pagano Show, and hear all of our amazing guests from all over the world. And of course, our sponsors right here. In fact, I have one of my sponsors that's going to be joining us today. And of course, that's Norman Thatcher, TNT Anger Management. And we're going to be speaking a little bit with him. And of course, sharing. There's a lot of anger in this world. We've got so many things going on. And he is doing an incredible job. And he is actually nationwide now. So if you're listening from wherever you are, he can help you virtually. And if you're close, he can either help you online, virtually, or in office. So again, if you know somebody that's just really troubled in this world and just needs to get things back in perspective, I'm totally excited to definitely refer you to Norman Thatcher, TNT Anger Management. Of course, I like to start our show with something uplifting, and today's is when you change your thoughts, remember to change your world, because if we keep letting the same people in, nothing changes, and that's something that, you know, I mean, it's like that same thing. You do it over and over again, nothing changes, so definitely remember to change the people, maybe, that are you're associating with, maybe the people that you're communicating with, maybe the medias that you're listening to. All of that stuff is part of what changes your thoughts. I am so excited. We've got some giveaways. And of course, I want to give out our some tickets. And Mother's Day is coming up. And I am so excited. We've got some tickets and I want to get your name in there. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008, and that's 805. You can text us. You can call me. And remember, we're talking about the magical music of Motown. And I don't know about you, but that was just like, those songs just take me back to that time in my life, and I just love it. And of course, Tom knows I play this all the time. Ain't No Mountain High Enough. It was my song with my son. I danced at his wedding with that. And we're going to be talking with Master Edwards. He is one of the four lead singers in this amazing show. So if you are interested in getting tickets, I'm telling you, you are not going to want to miss this interview. Also, call in. And if you don't win, we're going to share where you can get your tickets. And that's playing in Thousand Oaks. They've got another one in Santa Barbara. And of course, we want you to be there. We want you to feel good. The other thing that we have coming up is Chili Cook-Off tickets. And that is happening. We're going to be talking with them next week. But I am giving away tickets. So call in and put Motown for Motown, Chili for Chili. And you can text us at that number, 805-419-0008. All right, we've got a great show for you today. Today, we're going to start off with Norman Thatcher. And Norman, are you there?
Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, you are welcome. And thank you so much for coming to our first mixer. In fact, I really wanted to share that also. We have our next one on June 13th. We would love everybody to be there. And of course, it's at another one of our sponsors, Manhattan of Camarillo. If you are interested in getting on that list, it's going to fill up really fast because there's limited seating. Text me again at 805-419-0008 and just say business mixer. Norman, did you enjoy that?
I did. It was very fun, a very positive and entertaining group. I learned a lot from your speakers, and it's just something, you know, that was kind of part of my show today. I just wanted to encourage people, no matter where you're at, is to follow positive people. The aftermath will fall onto you also.
Great, I love that message. So many people were interested in talking to you, and you made some great connections. That's really what it's all about. Do you leave with new friends? Do you leave with new connections? Do you leave with new positive thoughts? And that's really what it's all about.
You know, different businesses, different scopes of expertise. I just had a good time. Food was great. Shout out to Manhattan of Camarillo. Your sponsors were excellent. And all this obviously couldn't be put together unless, you know, you were behind it. And thank you, Kim. You did an excellent job as your first mixer. And I look forward to many more.
Norman, talk to us. Our world is in, it's been, it's like from pandemic to where we are right now. What's your thoughts, and what can you give some simple tactics to really take on our days and have our best life?
Part of the intervention of just for yourself, not even if you're in a treatment program or anything, is just follow positive people. You know, we get caught in this rut, like we have to make everybody happy. Sometimes you have to be a little selfish and put yourself as the priority. And hey, if next door neighbor or your own relatives aren't making you the best you can be, then hey, you don't have to be nasty to them, but just move on, minimum contact. And move on with some people that maybe you've never met that are going to be a new positive in your life. And obviously continue with the people and support system that are positive in your life, because we only get this rodeo once in our life. And we want to make it the long-lasting, as positive as it can be. I really encourage that. And as far as individual interventions for treatment, that's what PMT Anger Management Services is all about, is provide services and intervention in a quiet place where things are taken off your chest of stress and anger, and helping the individual or family or couple make the most positive strides they can make to get through what's going on in their life.
And of course, I wanted to share with our listeners what you specialize in, because when you think of anger management, at least for me, I kind of think of like an angry kid, you know, stomping his feet or that kind of thing. But it actually is relationship issues, right? I mean, stress from work, grief, people that have lost family members and they're just angry because it didn't work out the way they wanted it to. And you offer individual, couples, and groups. And I know that you're actually, I wanted to share that, you're actually bringing on an online group that you are almost full, right? But you have a couple more openings for any of our listeners that are like, I just want to get in. I get to stay in my home. And I can be surrounded by other people that feel comfortable sharing, correct?
Yes, that is something that I am offering. And due to the advancement of technology now, you don't have to be, you know, at the office. We can do Zoom groups from multiple states now via Zoom. And I'm really looking forward to that, because a couple of my newer clients are actually looking to form a group and add on to get other people's perspective. Because individuals, we have the last say in what decisions we want to make, but if you can get input from others, society is not meant to be isolated as just your own way. And when you get, you know, information from other people, it's very positive. And I think it loops back to the whole mixer that you had. I never would have thought I'd be getting information from real estate agents or, you know, other marketing people, but it's just a great way to get involved with other people nationwide via Zoom. That's what I'm offering now. So my email is norm@tntams.com to get a space for my newly developed group of anger management.
Could we give out your phone number too? And if you're driving right now, this will all be in my newsletter too. And I guess I should remind you that if you're not getting our newsletter every single Friday, so that you can know all of our guests, all of our events, how to find us, how to work with me or work with any of our guests, you can use that number, 805-419-0008, and just say newsletter and we'll get you in it. So, and we don't share your information with anybody, but it's got some really great stuff in it. But I wanted to give your email, and that is 818-264-6255, correct?
That's correct.
Talk to us, you know, how does somebody release suppressed anger? Like, what, you know, how do you work with somebody?
They initially make the call to to my office. We have a consultation that I do, and from there, it's just like taking a medical intake. This is more, you know, focused on your mental health, what I think is a new acceptance of society coming up. They understand that mental health is health, and it's now being supported by, you know, nationwide of people that are getting to understand it more and be educated on it. So I think the thing with the anger management is it's not just the anger. It can be the stress of other things like work and society and driving and all those things, and communication skills with your spouse, your coworkers, just how people need skills so they don't, you know, lose their mind. And the whole purpose of having that is to make the best decision at the end of the conversation or the end of the day. Because as we all know, when you're agitated, your comprehension of just basic knowledge really starts to slow down and almost become non-existent when you're just frustrated. I mean, everybody, I think that was one of the questions that I had at the mixer was, does everybody get angry? And everybody raised their hand. Not one person did not say they never get angry, because I will check your pulse. I am a nurse and we are all human. That's how we are emotionally made.
So, I love it. I love it. That was perfect, because we are normal and anger isn't a bad thing. It's just when you don't use it wisely, like everything else, right? I mean, you know, we hear about it all the time, domestic violence. We hear it becomes where it's uncontrollable. And if you are experiencing this, Norman, you can hear it in his voice. He's just so calm. And he can help you get through that in a really positive way.
Well, that's the whole philosophy and purpose of the whole, you know, office practice and the whole, you know, Zoom and phone consultations is the groups and the individual classes are about the person that is investing their time into doing this for themselves, for their marriage, for their family, for their friends. Mm-hmm. In general, even for society, if you think about it, with, you know, people that are in the streets with road rage, I mean, you just have to open up stories daily and see different, you know, road rages or anger situations that make people cause accidents. But what I'd like to hit on real quick is, you know, when I do the consultation, one of the first things I tell people, I said, to have the feeling of anger is okay. And they look at me like, what are you talking about? No, we're trying to stop it. I said, I'm not trying to stop the feeling of anger. We like the feeling. It's a normal emotion like happiness, loneliness, and all the other, you know, good things that come with being emotional humans. It's the response on how people take action with their responses is usually what keeps people court mandated or in trouble. Hear that it's okay to be angry, they kind of look at me like, oh, wow, what is this guy talking about? I better listen, because I've never heard this before, that it's okay. So that's basically what the program is built around, is to build technique, build skills through the classes. There are three workbooks that I also use. People in generally tell me, you know, the feedback after 10 to 15 weeks and say, hey, I really have gotten something out of this, and thank you for offering this service. And basically my responsibility is to just support, listen, and educate. They're primarily doing all the work, and I get a good feeling from that, because that's what it's all about. And I just want the best for people that want to put an investment in themselves. And I think that's where people lose the ability, and they get stigmatized of, oh, I'm not angry, but let me give this guy a shot. And most of the time it turns around and say, hey, it is good for me, and I'm willing to continue. And they feel good after it. And that's what, you know, the medical profession is about.
I love it. And of course, breakthroughs are, it's an inside job. I hear this all the time. If my husband would just change, I'd be better. Or if my wife would just change, or if my kids were better. It's about walking through life in your best possible body and your best possible feeling. Is that true?
It is. And you mentioned something that's interesting as far as, you know, when you're pointing people, oh, my husband causes me to be agitated, my kids drive me, you know, crazy and stress me out. But you know what? It all starts with the individual. And people sometimes don't understand that. They say, oh, I've been married for 35 years and, you know, all that. I said, but it still starts at how you're individually reacting. So when you put the blame on somebody else, look at you. What is your input? What is your take on this? How are you responding? And then, yeah, that spreads from the individual to the couple, to your kids, to your family, to society, to work. And but again, looping it all back, it starts with Kim, the individual, Norm, the individual, Joe Smith as the individual. That's where it all starts, and that's what I'm trying to target.
I love it. I love it. Let me ask you a question, first of all. So your sessions, talk to us about your sessions and how long they are and that kind of thing.
So it's basically two formats. One, if you're court mandated, they will give you the number of specific number of classes they want you to do from the court system. On the average, they're usually from 10 to 15 mandation. I do have a couple that are up for 26 weeks. And just to not be confused with domestic violence is 52 weeks and there is no alteration in that. It's 52 weeks and that's it. Now, as far as the individual, that's what I call a voluntary intake, meaning they're not mandated. They're coming in to improve their own self-will or communications with their spouse or friends. After the consultation, we then do a anger management map a questionnaire. It's not a test. It then that information then leads into the workbook with exercises. And usually on the average between, I would say, 10 and 20 weeks is probably about the average time frame as far as the length of, people have mastered some of the skills that they initially were seeking. But I've had some people that honestly are still with me after 5 years, and they're just coming in monthly to do kind of like their own mental health checkup. And I just check in because what I have learned in the 16 years I've been doing the individual practices, I never know what to expect. I think I got them read pretty good, but you never know what's going on in other person's life. And they might just, totally blow you away with, hey, this just happened, and I'm on a whole nother path of what I'm trying to work on. But with people that have been with me that long, they're fairly stable, and they just like that sense of, hey, somebody is out there looking out for me, and they like that. They like that support. Again, we're not meant to be individual islands as people. And I think people just like the support of others and going back to being positive and putting yourself with other positive people. And that's what I try to do.
I love it. And do you have like a, so once somebody's gone through your services and they want to just have a check-in, do you have like a support group where, they come back in and that kind of thing?
On the closing class, I automatically do a 1 month follow up, and just ask them, can I check in with you within a month, and just to see where you're at, so you don't lose your skills or if you have questions.
Yeah.
And they really like that. They feel, okay, you know what, I'm done with what I have to do, but they welcome the monthly follow-up. And actually, some people have been kind of recontinued and got back with me and continued monthly. But I do a follow-up just to make sure, hey, it's like, you haven't lost the support of TNT Anger Management Service. And they seem to really enjoy that support.
Norman, first of all, for our listeners, anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, we're so grateful that you are here and been tuning in. We've been on the air for a long time. I love what I do, and I love bringing you just the brighter side of life and business. Norman, when you're working with couples, talk to us about that. What does that look like?
Well, couples, I like working with couples. They're because it's just such a back and forth communication. Basically, we kind of establish rules of this, since this is not individual practice, it's kind of like, okay, if the couples are in a battle of communication skills, we'll call it, and they're just not seeing eye to eye, I will give them 5 minutes each, and then they have to be quiet for 5 minutes and just listen to the one individual for 5 minutes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, everybody should use that at home, too, right?
Yeah. I've been married for 34 years. No, actually, I just had my anniversary.
Congratulations. Yeah.
And, it's just about, hey, you know, in couples, it's communicating back and forth and understanding and hearing and understanding what the other person is trying to tell you. So when people are arguing or miscommunicating, it's like, hey, yelling at each other, that's not going to get us anywhere. So that's kind of one of the formats I've set up is a 2-minute individual to let the other person just hear them. And that's the skill that the other person's trying to share, because they just want to jump at the bit to say, hey, I disagree with that. But that's the work. That's the work to stop, listen to your partner or your spouse, and just hear them out, and maybe they'll answer some questions before you even just rumble back at them, because that's what starts the argument of people don't want to be defensive, and when things don't feel right, the fight or flight of humans get that involved, and that's what causes, you know, disagreements and arguments. Now, you can have your own opinion, and that's why I think it comes very individualized of, hey, Kim has her opinion, Norm has his opinion, and it sounds very basic, but sometimes you just have to agree to disagree, and that's okay.
I mean, and so you just help them work through that, correct?
Correct. I do that processing, and then they're also workbook. When they're not with me an hour a week or whatever the situation is, there are 3 workbooks that I use that's part of their tools to use at home. I actually have couples that actually do it together and read the exercises and implement the exercises while they're at home, because out of the 156-hour week, you're with me an hour, and the other 155 hours is between you and your spouse. So good luck.
Talk to us about, you know, there's a lot of mental health out here. We hear about it all the time. How do you work with somebody who is really struggling in that area?
Mental health is one of my bullet points of intervention, be obviously adding stress management, anger management, and communication skills. Being that I've worked in the mental health system for 30-plus years, and now it's being more nationally supported and recognized by society, I think we all have mental health issues that prior used to be a stigmatism. Now it's welcomed and people are actually searching for mental health facilities. I think as much as, you know, people will want to physically go to a gym and join a gym to physically get stronger or healthier, the mental health piece of my practice is also very important to me. Even if you're not diagnosed with a mental health diagnosis, everybody still needs that mental health, just mindset support. And I think that's what the practice involves into, between all the anger and stress. It's just your mental health and your mind just then starts physically reacting to symptoms. And I think it might not be classified as a mental health practice, but it ultimately does, because we all know that stress and anger can lead to physical problems. And I try to, get resources for people that are also looking for other situations to improve their mental health. If it's something that's not in my scope of practice, and that's why I'll refer them to a therapist or a psychologist or a psychiatrist to fully get their 100% mental health and physical needs met.
As an outsider, it looks like you're bridging the client. You could help the family, because a lot of times you go to court and, you know, I'm sure they're anxious, they're not in their right place in their mind. And so you, as their coach, help them really support that area why they're there, so they don't say the wrong thing, so they're not in their worst place. So that's a huge investment that people would need to take with you.
Yeah, that's correct. And sometimes it's just the family's there to support, but sometimes the family and the client are, I've had to intervene with a family that was supporting the client, but they were going at it with one of the lawyers. And I had to kind of intervene between the family, the lawyer and the client to kind of de-escalate, because they were going to, the lawyer got nervous. She thought she was going to be physically assaulted and call security. I said, you know what, let me talk to our client. I de-escalated her and we carried on with the proceedings, and she was able to present her and represent her in her court case and without getting, you know, her more in trouble, because the lawyer was really nervous and was within seconds of calling security.
Wow. I mean, you're doing some incredible work. I want to share how my listeners can be a part of what you're doing. If they know anybody, or if they are going through it in with a relationship, maybe children, maybe adolescents, maybe family members, even seniors, right? We all can use this.
You know, with seniors, we all age. Seniors get frustrated because they start losing some of their control of what their abilities of reality are able to do. I do have a gentleman that's in his mid-70s. He is married and going through some things that he wasn't able to do when he was in his 20s and 30s, like we all are. I think anger management is such an interesting scope, because I also work with high school kids in the local areas, and they're just learning how to be young adults, break away from their parents at age 17, 18, 19, and set their own, you know, direction where they want to go in life. Anger management is just such a broad intervention for all ages. I don't think there's any one specific age range, because it's from birth and babies being frustrated because they can't feed themselves, to even the death and dying process of one of the stages that you go through in the death dying process is anger. So it's basically with us all our life. And again, looping back, it's how we handle it to make it the best situation for us as individuals.
Yeah, I love that. Well, Norman, this has been really fun. I probably kept you on so long, but it's just so interesting, and I think there's so much to talk about nowadays. How do our listeners find you, and, of course, how do they work with you?
Well, I am available at www.tntams.com is my website. Again, my email is norm@tntams.com. If you just have general questions or want to start a consultation. And again, my phone number is area code 818-264-6255.
There you go. All right. Well, again, I thank you so much for being here. I thank you so much for supporting my show and being a sponsor. And I think you're just doing some great stuff.
Well, thank you, Kim. And as always, you know, I help you, you help me. And as Kim always says, we're better together.
There you go. I love that. You got it. All right. Norman, thank you so much. Share our show with everyone. Download our podcast. And I can't wait to share you.
Okay. We'll see you at the next mixer.
You got it. All right. All right. We are going to take a really quick break here and listen to some of our amazing sponsors and commercials and all that. I do want to remind you that we have tickets to the Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off. That's a car show, craft, brew festival, and that's happening Sunday, May 5th. It's the Rotary Club of Thousand Oaks. It's over at the Canale Creek Park North at Jans Road. And we've got tickets for that, 419-0008. All you have to do is put Chili Cook-Off. We also have tickets, and we're going to bring him on right now, but the Magical Music of Motown, that's happening at Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. And again, text us for tickets right now and at 805-419-0008. And, of course, put Motown. I hope that I can get you guys all there, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Magical Music of Motown will be recreating the greatest performances of The Temptations, Jackson 5, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, The Supremes, and many more Motown legends at the Sheerform Theater in Thousand Oaks on Sunday, 12th of May at 4 p.m. Book now or online at bapackthousandoaks.com. That's bapackthousandoaks.com.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly. 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to TNTAMS.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I want to make sure that you are grabbing your tickets and you have a chance to get to some of these amazing events that I am sponsoring. And of course, a great Mother's Day gift is the Magical Music of Motown. And that's happening Sunday, the 12th May. At 4 p.m. And you could book online and you could possibly win tickets here. And of course, that's happening in Thousand Oaks at our beautiful Civic Arts Sheer Forum Theater in Thousand Oaks. And of course, joining me today is Master Edwards. He is one of the four lead singers in the amazing show. And of course, let's bring him on now. Master, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Kim. Such an honor and a joy.
Oh, you are so welcome. I'm so excited to be able to see this. I've been kind of seeing it, and I know it's been around for a couple of years. It started back in 2022, right? So this is the third
correct.
Year.
Yeah,
yeah mm-hmm. Talk to us a little bit about it. I know it's always sold out, and of course, I hope that I can help you do that again this year, because I know that, you know, so many things have changed after COVID, but let's get those people out there, because this is definitely an uplifting and feel-good show. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, I came to California in 1975. We were brought here by Marvin Gaye. I was with a group by the name of Fantasy, and got here, and Marvin was supposed to record us and this and that. And of course, things happened and it didn't go that way, but I've been here from that time until now. And of course, performing with different units and working at the Musicians Institute. I was a vocal coach at the Musicians Institute for 22 years. And just, you know, performing clubs, working with Larry Dunn, who's the keyboard player for the original Earth, Wind, and Fire, and did some things with Mandrill. I don't know if you know the name Mandrill.
Yes.
Mandrill, and recorded with Scott Henderson, who is one of the amazing fusion guitarists, as well as with, and she was on that album project, Thelma Houston was.
Right.
So, and just staying busy and just keeping a great attitude and staying youthful and relevant and just continuing to make it happen, if you will.
I love it. So let me ask you, of course, we're talking about the magical music of Motown. Okay. Everybody knows those songs. It's like you feel good when you're listening to them. What are we going to find? What is the show going to be like?
Well, you know, on the one hand, we're doing the classic Motown material. When you think Motown, you have to think of the Temptations. You have to think of the Supremes. You have to think of the Four Tops. You have to think of Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. And so we are doing a collection of the classic songs that they did, and just really just keeping that material alive. And it's, hey, you know, it's just, it's there. It's on our heart. So people really love hearing it. And as you said, you mentioned COVID, and so much happened with that happening the way that it did and just took us out of the loop. So it's just really nice to get back into the flow of things, and just, you know, seeing the people in the audience is just been a beautiful thing. So it's something that I look forward to.
Me too. I'm definitely going
to
be there. I can't wait because thank you. The music just is like so uplifting. So let me ask you, can we share some of the classic hit songs that we're going to expect to hear?
Absolutely. Well, what about, are you familiar with a song called My Girl?
Who isn't? Hello.
okay,
and I have to just tell you one of my favorite songs, and this is like a little intimate here, but one of my sons, I've got four children, one of my sons just got married, and he was like, Mom, we have a song together, we're going to dance, and I said, okay, and I was like, he's giving me all these songs, and I go, do you want to know what my favorite song in the world is? Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Of course we're doing that.
Okay, and that was our song together, and he was like, I never heard it before, and I play it on my show all the time. It's just, it's like, there is not a mountain high enough that, you know, and I just love that. So you're going to be playing that. Yep.
The writers. And it's classic, you know, it's just classic, and it's just so many songs, you know, from that to, Ain't Too
Proud
to Beg, I'll Be There, I Want You Back, you know, Shotgun, if you remember Junior Walker,
of course,
Gladys Knight in the Pits, with Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Heard It Through the Grapevine. I know you're talking about, are we dating ourselves? I don't know about that, but let me just,
I love it.
You know what? I have to say, those were the good old days and the good old songs, and our kids should know them for sure. Let me ask you, is everybody in the audience usually up and dancing? Is that how it works?
Well, you know, I mean, there are those who, you know, of course there are mature individuals, you know, for lack of saying something else, okay? But by the same token, those who are able to, they get up and they dance. And, of course, we encourage them to get up and stomp your feet and clap your hands and walk around the areas, whatever it is, you know, just to have a great time and listening and moving your body. And, I mean, it's great exercise also.
I love it. I love it. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the singers and the musicians in the show? And, of course, you also have an 11-piece super band, correct?
Super band. Absolutely.
Wow.
Super band. You know, man, the singers, I mean, and the players. I mean, everyone, I'm just going to interject from the people there. Stevie Wonder, Boz Scaggs.
Boz Scaggs. Oh, my God. One of my other favorites. Rod Stewart.
Kenny G.
I went and saw his concert. And let me just tell you, you got all the my favorite people. I love it.
Yeah. Well, now, and all I'm saying, I'm just calling out, and I'm not calling out names of everyone, but I'm saying these are the people that, you know, the band and the
are influenced by,
with.
Right? Yeah.
That they've worked with, be it the Jackson,
right.
Be it J-Lo, Earth, Wind, and Fire,
Kenny G,
Franklin,
right?
Kenny G, Don Covey, Tony Braxton, Prince, you know, and they, of course the name, you know, they, Tom Jones, Shades of Lace, Boz Scaggs, if you know, Sheila E, Jimmy Cliff, you know, so it's just, it's just world-class musicians. And people who just really love doing it and just really just keeping it alive. And like you say, there's nothing wrong with today's music, nothing wrong with it. It's just what it is. It's a change of time. But this is the era that we come from, and we love making this music and bringing it back and keeping it alive. Because it's
ours. There you go. I love it. I love it. So let me ask you, first of all, okay, I want to share with my listeners right now, because I'm sure that it's going to get sold out, okay? And I know that there's already limited, limited spaces there. But we're talking about the Shear Forum Theater at Thousand Oaks, right?
Right.
We're talking
about
Mother's Day. That's Sunday the 12th. And your show starts at 4 p.m., right? Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's correct,
yes. So... I mean, you can't get, like, for me, my kids, to get this for a Mother's Day gift would be amazing. Do you agree?
It would be great. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And, kids should bring their parents, bring their mothers, and just come out and just have a great time with them and see and hear the music that their parents grew up on and just have a great time with it. And, you know, we're going to have, I love just interacting with the audience. And it's just, I mean, the last time we were there, I mean, there were kids sitting down front. And it's so much joy. It really is.
I love it. And now, I know that this doesn't only play in Thousand Oaks, right? I mean, do you know the other areas that it plays in? Because you guys are kind of everywhere,
We're going to be in Santa Barbara at the, Libero.
Libero out there, yeah.
Libero, yeah. We'll be there actually the 27th of this month. And then we're going to be, Santa Maria.
Okay, Santa Maria. Perfect.
Santa Maria, which is just a little more north of that. And that'll be, I want to say, in May. And then... we're going to San Diego, and I want to say that's in the latter part of May, as well as Torrance.
Okay.
I don't have the dates in front of me right now.
But our listeners can go on your website, right? And can you share your website?
Yes, they can go on. Thank you so much. Yes. Yes. And that would be www.themagicalmusicofmotown.com/shows.
I love it. And, of course, this will be in my newsletter for our listeners that are just tuning in going, I want to go there. And you guys were nice enough to give us a pair of tickets that we're going to share with our listeners. And so we are going to take some names. So, again, if you are listening right now and you are lucky enough to win these tickets, please call in at 805-419-0008. You can text us at that number and just say Motown, and you will be on the list to win these tickets. But if you don't win them, I'm telling you, this is not a show you want to miss, and I want to make sure. And again, can you give out that website one more time so our listeners know where to go?
Okay. Once again, that's www.themagicalmusicofmotown.com/shows.
I love it. And one more last thing.
Sure.
Okay.
Like, what is your favorite part of the show? Is it the beginning? Like, what gets you totally going when you're doing this?
Well, yeah, and, you know, I hear, of course, performers, you know, and especially young performers in particular, they say from the standpoint of being nervous. And I think just the opening of the show, just from the excitement of just getting on stage and then mm-hmm. seeing the audience there, everyone is there, and then just hearing the applause, you know. And so that's just joy. And then when you see everyone clapping their hands and involved in it and seeing that everyone's having a great time and the band is sounding great. We have three horns. And just, oh, it's just wonderful. It's just the energy, the high energy of it. And then again, with, I mean, you're asking from the standpoint of what's the favorite part. I mean, we're doing the classic songs. These are classic songs. They're classic. And as I said, it's, I mean, they're mine. They're yours. So from the standpoint of performing, it's almost like I'm transcending myself. I'm transcending into those groups, those singers, those lyrics, everything that's involved with it, the writers, and it's just a high level experience, and it's something, as I said, you know, from the standpoint of getting back into the music and being able to go out again. I mean, it's just wonderful. It hasn't been that long since COVID, you know. So it's
I know,
nice
no, it's. We need this so bad. I still see people in isolation. And if you're one of my listeners that just need to feel good and to just get out there and let loose and just enjoy your special day, again, Mother's Day.
Sure.
This is an incredible gift that your family or you could give yourself. Definitely take it, you know, take advantage of this. Again, call in. My number here is 805-419-0008. I want to make sure that everybody gets out there and gets to just really warm their hearts, warm their souls, and feel good about really just listening to music. There's something about food and music. It really gets down to your heart.
Whoever wins the ticket, I would stay with just call out my name specifically and come say, I won the tickets and come up and let me give you a hug.
I love it.
And
I love
it's
you.
The mother,
too.
Let me wish you a happy Mother's Day or whatever. But I want to meet you and say hello to you. That would be wonderful. I look forward to that.
Oh, I love that, Bossa. Very, very cool. I love it. And again, you know what? This is what this world's all about, is giving back. And that's what my show is all about. The brighter side of life. And, of course, in business. And, again, I want to make sure that everybody gets out there to see this show. And, of course, tickets are limited. So get your tickets early. And we're talking about the magical music of Motown.
Absolutely.
And, of course, Masta, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you. And if I may, let me just say this, just this little tidbit. All we have is each other. That's all we have is each other. I'm saying from the standpoint of here we are individuals, people, all we have is one another. And from the standpoint of supporting and loving and caring and smiling at one another, embracing, and the fact that we can share this, this is what we do. And if people, if you would just come out to hear what's yours, it's ours. We're bringing it to you, but we need you. We need you to be there to support us, so that we can support you in listening and just giving you what it is that we do and what you need to hear. We look forward to seeing you.
Masta, such a gift right there, such a gift. This is your gift in life, and I can't wait to share you. Again, thank you so much. Please share our show with everybody. Again, our phone number, 419-0008. All you have to do is text that number, write Motown. Your name will go into a drawing. And if you don't get those tickets, go to the magicalmusicofmotown.com/shows and buy your tickets there. You're going to be so surprised to get out there. So you won't be disappointed. All right, Masta, take care and thank you so much.
Kim, thank you so much. So wonderful to speak to you.
You too. I look forward to meeting you there. Thanks again.
You as well.
Take care.
All right.
Bye bye.
My next guest, and of course, is one of our community places that we all take our children, and of course, that is the Y. And the YMCA has been celebrating Healthy Kids Day for decades. We're going to join and talk with Heidi Brasher from YMCA. Let's bring her on.
Again, Heidi, talk to us a little bit about what is Healthy Kid Day.
Yes, Kim, thank you so much. We love Healthy Kids Day. It is a super fun and engaging day that we host every year at YMCAs across the country. It's a national initiative for us. And really, we're focused on improving the health and well-being of the kids and families in our communities. We want to start to teach healthy habits, engage them in physical activity. But really, if we do it right, we get to inspire kids and families to have a lifetime love of physical activity, right? Being active and getting moving. And that's the best part about it.
I love it. And so what are some of the issues that Healthy Kids today address?
We definitely want to see children in our communities be healthy, be happy, and be engaged, right? That makes for stronger communities for all of us. We also want to keep them active, not only in their physical bodies, but in their minds as well. So there's this mind and body connection to Healthy Kids Day, which even today in this in our communities is ever so more important.
I love that. I love that. You know what? I mean, we do have to be being a radio host and talking about the brighter side of life. You know, what we put into our brains is really how we, you know, take our day on. So I love that. What are some of the activities that will be taking place?
Yeah, so each YMCA will host activities that are unique to their community. But some of the things that you can expect to participate in at a Healthy Kids Day might be a healthy cooking demonstration or a fun
fitness. How fun.
Yeah. You know, nutrition is super important as well. When we think about healthy bodies and healthy minds, that nutrition component is a very important component. You might also get to do you might also get to do a family yoga class or a family Zumba class. Kids can try different sports or swimming or activities that they might never have tried before, and they can come to the Y and really get a sampling, a taste of those activities.
I love that. And okay, so is there anything new this year that hasn't been done with all the kids?
Yeah, so this year we're really excited, Kim, because we have a national partner, a national sponsor in Peanuts, and we love Snoopy. I mean, who doesn't love Snoopy? And Snoopy was a Beagle Scout.
Uh-huh.
Loves the outdoors, loves things like summer camp and camping. And so together we're thinking about how do we increase access to really great summer camp programs for kids. We want to engage more youth than ever before in these fun, positive, healthy activities like summer camp.
I love it. I love it. And of course, obviously, I know I've got my daughters and my grandchildren are already like getting their camps together for the year. And if you don't get in, you don't get in, right?
Right.
So talk to us about the mission of YMCA of California and why it's so important.
Right. We truly believe each of our kids, those in our communities, they have potential, right? And part of our job at the YMCA is to nurture and help them reach that potential. We do that in partnership with their parents and their communities. But the YMCA is about providing that safe space for them to get to know themselves and try things, really inspire them and engage them to reach that full potential.
Wow, I love that. I mean, that's really, they are our future, correct? And it's hard for parents that are working right now and everything. So to be able to rely and have a place like YMCA to go to, and of course, all the kids that work there, right?
Absolutely.
That, I love it. Yeah. So where are you located?
So I work for our national office, but I actually live in North Carolina. But we are supporting we're supporting Y's across the country. I plan on going to my local Y right down the road to participate in Healthy Kids Day, but Really, we're located in 2,600 different YMCAs, serving 10,000 communities. Yeah, so pretty much everywhere.
And who started YMCA? I've never heard that little bit of information, if you could share that.
Yeah, so actually, YMCAs came to the U.S. and started as an opportunity. It's very interesting to think about it, for young men at the time to be engaged and to stay active and to have a place where their minds could be engaged as well as their bodies. And so we're not far off from that original mission as we think about it. We know that our communities change and they shift, right? And we still want to engage kids in the way they need, but still thinking about how to keep them engaged and active and healthy.
I love it. I love it. Heidi, how do my listeners find out more information about this?
Well, we'd love to invite everybody to Healthy Kids Day so they can check out ymca.org/HKD. There they can put in their local information, find out in California or other places where Healthy Kids Day is happening, and then go to their local Y and get engaged.
I love it. I love it. And everybody's welcome, correct?
Everybody's welcome. It is an open event. You don't have to be a member. In fact, we'd love if you come down and have never been a part of the Y, we'd love to show you what it's all about.
There you go. Heidi, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show and sharing this great Healthy Kids Day at YMCA. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Make sure that you get in for some of these tickets. 419-0008. And of course, Motown, text that or text Chili Cook-Off. And we would love you to get there. And of course, it's a great Mother's Day gift. And of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. It is only when we take chances that our lives improve. You only live once, but if you work it right, once is enough. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business.